Sports Radio 104.3 The Fan presents six. The Drive with the Top Six at Six.
How about six? Six is good.
Brady and Mickelson are one up. They're on the ninth. We just saw a bear.
Bears be walking in the crib and everything.
No kidding. It was about 50 yards off the fairway or green or whatever.
That was a nice, healthy bear, too. Yes. That bear was not starved.
That is crazy.
You know, I've seen a lot of alligators at golf tournaments. I've seen a lot of rattlesnakes. I have seen a bear on a golf course personally.
No kidding.
But I've never seen it in a professional tournament.
Where did you see a bear personally?
Larkspur.
What's the story?
Why am I drawing a blank on the course name? No. Dang it. I'm drawing a blank on the... it's not Perry Park. It's another one in Larkspur. But anyways, I was just playing and saw a bear very similar to like that on the fairway. It was trolling right across the fairway.
Wow.
Walked to the other side. I was hanging out about 300 yards away. Didn't go anywhere near it. I just let it stroll off into the woods.
That's pretty cool. I remember down in Colorado's...
Yeah. It's called Bear Dance. There you go.
I'm sorry. You saw a bear at Bear Dance?
That's right. Yes.
What was he doing?
Well, he was not dancing. He was slowly going for a stroll.
That was a great opportunity for me to say the electric slide.
See if I was more witty, I would have hit that one out of the park.
There. What was he doing at Bear Dance?
Yeah, you teed it up. Yeah. I didn't hit it out of the park.
There he is. There's the bear. That's crazy. All right, anyways. DeChambeau and Rodgers are one down as they make the turn. Who do you think wins the match with nine to go?
Well, considering I've already made a coffee bet on this one, I'm not changing my bet now. I had Tom Brady. I had Phil Mickelson. By far, Bryson's got the most to prove in this situation. He's going to be taking it the most serious. Aaron Rodgers is going to take it the least serious of them all. Absolutely, I got Tom Brady and Phil. By the way, Aaron and Bryson don't even like each other. Look at those two guys.
Apparently not. Ring it, Kevin.
They don't even want to talk. Hey, on the lighter side of 4th of July, on another note, unrelated to fireworks, did you watch the Nathan's hot dog eating contest?
I did.
Yeah. I mean, are you impressed by the, 78 hot dogs? I think that's what it was. 76 hot dogs.
Joey Chestnut.
Is that the type of entertainment that gets you going on 4th of July?
It is absolutely incredibly impressive.
Really?
Oh, yeah. No, it's...
Like in an insane, like, who would do that kind of way?
Yeah, but it's hard to watch. and it's not... It's weird because Joey Chestnut is so good. It used to be kind of interesting when Kobayashi was giving him a run, and it was interesting. But there's no competitor to Joey Chestnut. So, yes, it's very, very impressive. He's obviously the GOAT. He's the best of all time. But inherently, it's kind of repulsive to watch, and unfortunately, it's become kind of boring.
What looked harder, eating the hot dogs or chugging the gallon of lemonade?
I would think eating the hot dogs, but both look really difficult. Ooh. Both look incredibly hard.
Lemonade, that'll be like curling up in your stomach.
I agree. It is a crazy curse of the sports world that...
What food could you dominate?
Well, I mean, mung bean.
Nice.
But I couldn't dominate
any
food.
Would you have any competition?
And mung bean, yeah. Right. I mean, anybody could eat more. I mean, it'd be, yeah, I'd lose in everything. It wouldn't even be close. Is there a food you would dominate?
Well, I was an offensive lineman.
What would you take down?
I'm not afraid to admit that I've eaten an entire large pizza by myself many a time.
Can you eat quickly, though, too?
I mean, I could easily crush a large pizza in 10 minutes.
Do you think you could beat, who do you guys think would be another good food
a
eating.
Professional eater? Nobody.
No. Here at the station.
By the way, there's a wolf or a coyote.
That's wild. That's awesome. What a golf course.
Gracious.
Now, I know Orlando has slimmed down tremendously.
Oh, dude. That dude can eat, though. Come on.
Right. And he challenged Evans to a wing eating thing.
Yeah.
And I would guess for a competition, Orlando would forgive whatever his diet is that particular day.
Of course, because he's competitive.
Would you say you could eat a whole pizza faster than Orlando?
Oof. Oh, man.
Well, because we're asking what would you dominate? What would you dominate?
Orlando, the old, that dude was pretty big.
No kidding.
That dude was pretty big. Oh, I would lose to him.
You would lose to Orlando.
Yeah,
all right.
Yeah. He was, and when I say big, I mean he was big.
Okay, ring it, Kevin. We can move on.
That's you, buddy.
What 4th of July sport, besides traditional baseball, whatever, caught your interest over the weekend?
Oh,
what was
wow.
the most interesting sport, aside from traditional sports, that caught your interest?
Well, right now it's easy. It's F1.
Nice. There you go.
It's not even hard because you got me hooked on the F1 Drive to Survive show on Netflix, which is just phenomenal.
Right.
I actually have not watched the race. I wanted to watch it this weekend, but I ended up playing golf instead, so I didn't get to watch it. But I did actually DVR it, and I went back and I watched the highlights, but I've yet to watch one start to finish, on race day. But totally fascinated by F1 right now. It's amazing. I love the storylines. I cannot believe that I would ever say I would be into it. It's awesome. Love it.
I totally agree with you. It's on at such a great time. If you do wake up Sunday morning at around 7 a.m., it's on ESPN. By the way, they put it instantly on the ESPN app. And so I caught the end of it. But I went back on the ESPN app, Tyler, and watched the whole darn thing later in the day, which was fantastic. And seeing that reality show gives you an understanding of what it takes, like how important Saturday really is in terms of pole position and all that sort of stuff. But knowing the teams and the drivers and what goes into it has made all the difference in the world to me.
I'll tell you this, on Sunday night when I was definitely not shooting off fireworks with my neighbors, I ran into one of my best friends as a neighbor that had an F1 hat on. And we were like bonding over
That's
F1
awesome.
And I was talking about all the ins and outs. I knew what I was talking about sort of a little bit in a total newbie kind of way.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think I actually impressed him.
Boy, let me ask you really, let me go on top of my other question with the big one. Is F1 better than NASCAR?
Oh, for me, absolutely, because at least I understand it now. NASCAR, I would need a series like Netflix in order to truly understand what is the purpose of going left for 5 hours.
Right.
I don't understand it. F1, I get the nuances of it now, and it's exciting, and it's quick. It's in and out. That's the best part of it. It's 90 minutes.
There's a complexity to F1 that I think makes it far more interesting overall as a sport than NASCAR. I think NASCAR makes things more equal on purpose, and that's not a bad thing.
Well, F1's doing that now, but...
Well, financially they are. But you still have to engineer your own parts. And you know what? You do have to make a right-hand turn. You do have to be in and out of corners. You have to... There's just so much more to it. And there's only 10 teams. And I tell you what. NASCAR would be far more interesting if it was more like F1 in terms of there's only 20 drivers. Period. There were fewer drivers.
You feel like you know them all, especially after you watch that show.
All right. Ring, Kevin.
What do you think of the fan reaction to Nolan this weekend? Were you surprised?
No, I thought the fan reaction was great. I think it was appropriate. I think the standing ovations after the first at-bat, I think it probably wore on Nolan by the third day, and the fourth day was, you know, kind of okay, almost to a degree a little embarrassing. But the Rockies, if you notice what Diaz, the catcher, did, you know, he stepped away. You know, he gave Nolan the moment to have the moment. So I thought the crowd reaction was great. I thought Nolan was nervous and sort of took at bats like he was. He was great in the field. He was exquisite in the field. He was 2-for-13 with 2 walks at the plate. So he's off his game a little bit. It was interesting, though, that Ryan McMahon had such a great weekend, especially defensively at third base, where he hasn't played a ton this year. But he played terrific.
Yeah.
And the Rockies won 3 out of 4. I mean, overall, it was they really could have swept, too. They lost the game they lost. They lost in extra innings, and they were giving up grand slams to Darth Vader and everything. But I thought it was a great series. I thought it was great and frustrating all at the same time. Because, obviously, the Rockies at home are not a bad team. But on the road, they're absolutely pathetic. No team would be worse with Nolan Arenado. No team would be worse with the Nolan Arenado. However, in order to be a good team, you need more than just a great third baseman.
Oh, sure.
And so I thought a lot of things were all meshed together. And I did notice as I was just detailing his at-bats, and I wasn't even adding much, any commentary. I was just literally saying, okay, 1-for-3, 1-for-5, you know, with a walk. That's it. I wasn't making any comments. Because I was curious what kind of reaction that would get. And some people were kind of like, you know, yeah, suck it, Nolan. And other people were like, oh, I'm being a jerk to Nolan, that sort of thing, just by describing what he was doing. And I really, you know, I was surprised by who was offended by that. Overall, I thought it was fascinating and interesting, and now it's done. And now it's over. And I think everybody will just move on. You?
I thought that it was great. I was a little, I'm not going to admit, there's a lot of hate on this station towards Nolan that actually confused me a little bit. I wasn't sure what was going to happen when he stepped up to the plate. My gut reaction was that he was going to get the standing ovation. That's what he got. But I didn't know what was going to happen. I actually had a lot of anticipation just trying to figure out what's the reaction going to be. It was great. That's what Nolan deserved. All the players in that dugout love Nolan. Ryan Spielberg has told us himself, those guys love Nolan. There's no hate towards that guy. If you don't celebrate him, you look like a fool as an organization. It is, unfortunately for the Rockies, a great reminder that people show up to that ballpark because they love going to the ballpark, because they like an outing, they like fireworks. There were a ton of Cardinals fans. Maybe that was part of the standing ovation for Nolan. Probably was. They don't really care. They just wanted something to go. They want a reason to go to Coors Field.
All right, ring it, Kevin. One more. What is going to be the next step in the Aaron Rodgers drama, in your opinion?
Nothing, really. It's going to be pretty slow. It's going to be pretty quiet for a long time. Aaron Rodgers doesn't have to make any statement. He doesn't have to do anything. He's just not going to show up. And
so what's the next thing, then?
The next thing might be all the way until the offseason. It might be all the way until the offseason. Because if you're the Packers, I don't know what reason they have to trade him right now, because you're only going to have two or three teams that are interested. The only reason you trade him right now is if you're foolish enough to believe that you can compete with Jordan Love this year. And if you believe that you're a Bradley Chubb, a Jerry Jeudy, whatever it is, away from competing with Jordan Love this year, well, then you make the trade for the players. Otherwise, you probably wait for the offseason, and we're in for the long winter, man.
Ring it, Kevin.
I think that was it, didn't I?
We can wrap it up. Wrap it up, Kevin. Yeah. We're bailing. We're pulling the chute.
I got another one for you. That's interesting.
Yeah, what's up?
Remember when we were talking about the opt-outs and we were guessing how many guys would opt out this year?
Oh, yeah.
Well, that, you know, we're only talking about it in regards to Aaron Rodgers. How many guys do you think opted out?
I'd say zero.
Zero. Absolutely zero. Nobody in the NFL opted out this year, which really is not surprising.
No. COVID's done-ish. I mean, not done. And it's still serious, and there's variants and all of that. But it's just part of our life now that we all deal with, and you can make certain choices in your life, but the world's not going to stop for COVID like it once did.
Well, what it really shows you is guys last year, they didn't opt out for COVID. They opted out because they could get paid to sit at home. This year, in order to get paid to sit at home, you had to have a legitimate medical excuse. If you opted out, you had the right to do that, but you wouldn't get paid. And because they weren't going to get paid unless they had a medical reason, now they're showing up for work.
Well, that's interesting. There were two opt-outs of the Broncos last year, Kyle Pecco and Juwan James. I think Juwan James, in my opinion, looked for a way to not play.
Mm-hmm.
I think Pecco was different. I think Pecco had
a legit family deal.
Yeah. Yeah, so I think...
And it's different now that the vaccine's available, so guys are making different decisions this year than they were last year, for sure.
Yeah, I think... I don't know. I think this was... It's, you know, we're having this fun conversation. I think it's fun. I should, you know, I did not need to be Debbie Down here today if I was. You really did trigger me on something, so I apologize.
That was the first coffee bet that I've ever won that ever got sensitive. I'm not going to lie to you.
Sure.
I'm not going to lie to you.
You just picked a weird trigger sort of thing, so I'm sorry for being, you know...
No, it's all good.
You know, Debbie Downer here. Although I did get some support on the text line.
You did.
But it was interesting on the text line. One of the things I saw is and maybe this is part of it, what's going on in America, is D-Mac, you're a jerk. It starts like that. This is the first time we've had a chance to get out, you know, like that sort of thing. And I said, it has been a brutal year. And last year at this time, what were we dealing with? Things were actually kind of slightly, do you remember, like this time last year, it was just things were slightly getting better. You know, things were slightly opening up.
I guess
up.
I do not recall that. No, I just remember all the guys that were opting out. I remember us talking about whether there was going to be a football season. I remember a lot of confusion at this point.
Yeah, but still, there were like training camp was going to happen.
Hey, we might have a season.
Correct. Yes. Correct. Slightly getting better.
Sure.
We were talking about, you know what is crazy? During this entire time, what did the NFL actually miss out on?
Nothing. Nothing. They didn't lose a single dollar.
Preseason games?
Their draft was better than... The draft was the only thing that they really missed out on that they had to change.
Hall of Fame game, Hall of Fame ceremony.
You could argue that the draft was better than ever with the inside access that they had with all the guys at home, with all the Skype and everything else. Not Skype. What do they call it? Zoom? I don't know. Yeah, sure.
Teams?
Is that like AIM?
I don't know. I think the NFL has proven to be remarkably resilient. And it doesn't surprise me nobody opted out.
No.
Not at all.
Yeah.
And I mean,
we did say that if there was going to be anybody, it was going to be Aaron Rodgers. And he was going to do it strictly for leverage purposes. It wasn't going to have anything to do with COVID. So it played out exactly like we thought it would. Aaron, if he would have played that card, man, he would have been the bad guy forever. Number one, not only is he wanting out of Green Bay, and they already hate you for that, but now you're using COVID as an opportunity to gain leverage in your negotiation, and people would have blacklisted him.
Yeah, I think if he had
made the right decision for himself.
First of all, if he threatened it, he'd have to be potentially willing to use it.
Yeah, and then you look like a fool if you don't.
You would look like a fool if you don't. And then there is part of him that, not part of him, there's a huge part of him that he still wants to play. We know that now. We don't think it. We don't suspect it. We're not guessing at it. I love people who just say, I know this or what. No, you don't. You don't know it until you really know it. But now we really do know he wants to play football. We really do know that. Because Tyler, would have been so easy for him just to opt out and say, you know what? Not only am I done this year, at 37, I've got a... You know, I got a life to live. I got plenty of money. I'm done. I've had a great time with football. I'm out. Okay, we know he still wants to play. We know he still loves to compete. I think rightfully so, there are people that were questioning that. You just don't quite know. Jake Plummer was done, wasn't he? He was just done with football. He's done with.
Well, it was a little bit confusing with Aaron there for a little bit, whether it was more about football or whether it was more about the Green Bay Packers. But we know now. And yes. So... You should feel more motivated than ever to go out and get Aaron Rodgers because this dude wants to play football. He just doesn't want to play for the Green Bay Packers. You're going to get a guy that is still motivated. He's still going to bring his A game. He's still going to be as dialed in as he ever was. And you know that because he's willing to pay the Packers for the right to sit at home right now rather than collect, what was it, $5.8 million, whatever it was, that he would have collected had he opted out. That would have told you that he is done with football. Now you know he wants to play. Now you know he wants to win Super Bowls. And now you know that if you make the investment, you're going to get a guy that is still in the game.
Hmm. I just don't think he has many cards to play this year. I think he has plenty in terms of being traded for 2022. Plenty.
I mean, I couldn't agree anymore. He was handed a gift right now if he wanted to play the card. It was a card that the team was probably going to always call his bluff on, so he was smart not to use it. But he needed to have the leverage. He needed to have the motivation to say, I know that there's an offer on the table right now in order to go play this card. Because otherwise, he would look like a fool. He knew that they would call him on his bluff. I'm disappointed that we didn't hear that the Broncos made an insanely aggressive push for Aaron Rodgers last week. Because they could have given Aaron the incentive to go out there and use that weapon.
I think, Nat, you're hitting on the real deal. That's what I think emotionally a lot of Broncos fans, myself included, are really going through here.
Yeah.
Is it's kind of this, like, okay.
What does this really say about the Broncos' motivation is the bigger question.
Well, it says we're moving on with the Drew and Teddy thing. And here we go. And it's ridiculous to sit here and fantasize or even think about Rodgers being on the team for 2022.
Not ridiculous. It's within the world of reason. But
how many games the Broncos going to win this
year?
I'm
not betting on it.
Right. Me neither. Because we all think the Broncos are going to be pretty good. Who doesn't think what is the line? I heard Zach and Stokely talking about it. They got it like at 7.5 wins, you know, that sort of thing. In terms of wins, experts on the year get the Broncos. Everybody's kind of in the same ballpark with the Broncos. Who out there?
Not if Aaron Rodgers is here, though.
Well, I agreed.
Right.
But nobody's assuming that. I mean, we got him at 8-9 wins. The line there is at 7.5. I mean, almost anybody you talk to, I would be shocked. I will be shocked this year, Tyler, if they don't win 8 games as they're constituted, whether it's Drew Lock or Teddy Bridgewater.
Don't you only have him at 8?
I have him at 8. I'll be shocked if I'm not right.
Wow. You're not giving yourself much margin for error there.
I'm not. I think
I got him at 7. 8 to me would be a reasonably successful year, actually. You had a quarterback battle and you won half your games. That's hard to do.
The problem is where that puts you in the draft in terms of capital to get Aaron Rodgers. It's a problem. Because why would the Packers deal with you, Denver Broncos, compared to a team that won 4 or 5 games?
That's why the most leverage the Broncos ever had was on draft day, because they had the high draft pick that they could have traded that day, and had they got the deal done immediately, the Packers would have known that, hey,
right,
we're at least getting a top pick out of this.
Right, which is why when Stink had that information, I think Stink had it. I think he had it. I think he nailed it. I think it was incredibly close to happening. It was in the right spot. The Packers, if they got that 9 pick, they could have taken Justin Fields if they wanted to, if they really did not believe in Jordan Love. I bet there were some serious conversations with them about it, and they backed away from it at the last moment.
Sure feels like it. Broncos had to know that was their best opportunity.
Yeah. And
it doesn't mean that it's over. It doesn't mean that you don't have a chance now.
I think that's what created some...
But you got to wait longer, and you're probably going to have to wait until the offseason.
And this is a guess on my part, because I don't have inside info here. But my guess here is that's what caused some uncertainty in the draft room with the Broncos. And, of course, they're not going to show that. Making Patrick Surtain just like, let's go with Pat Surtain. This is the guy we really loved anyway. The Rodgers thing didn't work out. We thought it might for a second, but let's just take Pat Surtain.
I don't know if those two are related, though. If you weren't getting Aaron Rodgers and you wanted a quarterback, or at least if you believed in Justin Fields, you still would have selected him.
Oh, I don't think they believed in Justin Fields either. Yeah. And, you know, it's all that being said, the same thing. Like, you know, they didn't really believe in Justin Fields, obviously.
I will give you this, though, that, I mean, if you're in the middle of your first draft ever and all of a sudden Aaron Rodgers becomes available on draft day, takes away all your attention from everything you've been working for, all of a sudden you're in a little bit, I'm not going to say panic mode, but you're aggressively pursuing him. It's distracting you from the draft that's coming up.
Right.
It would be easy to default towards your grades.
Right. And
not that that's a bad decision at all.
No, not correct. Absolutely right. And when Peyton turns around that video and goes, safe, and he says safe like 3 or 4 times to collectively around the room.
Yeah.
That to me is what that reaction was all about. Like, things were really hectic. Things were kind of crazy. But we're good, right? This is the safe thing to do.
Sure.
They just don't show you everything that led up to that moment. But we have insight on that because of Mark Schlereth, what he was talking to us. He's communicating with Aaron Rodgers. It's done. I think it's done. And guess what? The Packers may be in a position where they'll do a deal with the team for Aaron Rodgers where they can take Spencer Rattler, Tyler, if they want. Or what if they don't really believe in Jordan Love. You know, they're going to put themselves in a position. That's why they wouldn't do a deal now, in my opinion, because it wouldn't make any sense, because they have no idea where the Broncos are going to finish in the season. Meaning, what if Jordan Love doesn't work out and we don't have Aaron Rodgers? They'd be drafting a quarterback. Well, they're going to want to be in the best position to do that.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess it's a moment of kind of sadness a little bit. I do feel a little like, you know, like, damn.
Like it's not over at all.
You don't think so?
No, not at all.
All right, well, listen, you can be a cheerleader on it. I'm happy to be pumped up about it. Give me just maybe in these next few weeks, you can keep giving me some reasons why I should keep believing in it.
It's everything that applied 2 weeks ago before this deadline approached still applies. That deadline popped up out of nowhere. Nothing's really changed.
All right, Richie went to Hawaii, and I think he brought us back presents.
Really?
No, that's next.
Does your company make safety a top priority? Alliance Safety, Colorado's premier supplier of safety equipment, is here to help make it one. As an authorized distributor of 3M safety products and home to all pro gear, Alliance has a vast inventory of personal protective equipment designed to keep your workers safe. including fall protection, safety glasses, protective gloves, and gas detection solutions. Visit AllianceSafetyInc.net. Call 303-388-8766 or stop by the Alliance Safety Warehouse off I-70 and Tower today to lock up all your safety needs.
It's The Drive on Sports Radio 104.3 The Fan. Here's Tyler Palumbis and D-Mac.
Yo, check. What up?
What up, John? What up, John Davis?
Yo, back from the holiday. Back from the holiday. Should I stop?
Yeah, no, keep going.
Holiday.
I mean, at least start a flow or something, though. Yeah.
Richie went to Hawaii. Aloha.
Oh,
Tyler
there you go.
Went rafting down a river.
There you go.
Kevin crushing chicken fingers left and right. And D-Mac was sick, aight? Sick, aight? No, I really was sick.
Nah.
That wasn't all right.
No, that was solid. I mean, that was better than I thought it was going to be. That was pretty good. Yeah, I liked it.
You know what I did because I was no COVID. No COVID.
You got yourself tested?
Yeah.
All right, okay.
But just sick.
Yeah.
Who gets sick
in the middle of the summer? I don't know. Apparently you do.
I don't know. It's just so stupid. Just so dumb.
I mean, I'm not going to lie. It was nice because I had the vacation that was already, like, I had the four-day weekend that was upcoming, but then I got an extra day of vacation from you because you got yourself sick. So
did you make the
most
of that?
I got, the extra long vacation. It was fantastic.
Yeah,
James Berlack came in.
Oh, what a break.
It was great. It was great.
Was it wonderful?
It was fantastic. Yeah, it was just like you. I mean, he just takes the contrarian view. I just made the common sense and just pretty much dominated him all day long.
I did see James say, usually I actually, like James's contrarian views, but he has an anti-paying college athlete.
Oh, we were all over that one for about 4 hours. Yes, sir.
Yeah, that's I would. That would be a boring conversation because I would completely agree with you. I guess.
You know, I mean, by the time we were done, I think he more or less came around that, okay, it's wrong the way it's set up right now. The problem is people, they've got this, like, association with college athletics that it's pure, that this is sports at its finest. Nothing's corrupted. And that's where I'm just like, are you kidding me? Like, do you really think that the NCAA is pure right now? You think there's not dirty money pouring in left and right all over the place? Of course there is.
Yeah, and James is like, oh, then the tennis team's not going to have any money. Or something weird like that. It's like, hey, man, James, I love you, dude. I do love you. But he's wicked wrong on this.
I do get the other sports argument, by the way. That's the best argument that anybody has that might be anti-paying players. Yeah, it is going to affect other sports, for sure. But you can't be afraid of doing the right thing because something is going to happen to somebody else by doing the right thing. And guess what? There are a lot of smart people in this world that will figure out how to make this thing operate. And maybe it's as simple as this. Maybe you just have got maybe the money-making sports that are going to pay their athletes, they have to operate on their own budget. They're their own business. They're their own entity. Everybody else within the school, they still can take advantage of, I guess, taxpayer money and just tuition.
Did you see Spencer Rattler?
Well, no. What happened to Spencer Rattler?
Did he
dye his hair a different color or something?
Well,
what's going on with Spencer?
First of all, he's got his own logo.
Okay.
And he's already put out his merch line. So you can order your Spencer Rattler gear.
Good for him. Yes.
And
A lot of snakes. I can allow. Yeah.
I think it's Raisin Cane's. He's doing endorsements for already.
Oh, perfect.
I think.
I did see that within like the first hour of this being legal on Thursday, there was a college gymnast from LSU. I forget her name. It's Livia something. She's got like 5 million TikTok followers.
She was
the highest earning college athlete for the first couple days. She had netted like $300,000 and within hours of the rule passing.
Perfect. Good for her. Good. I know there's the twins that play soccer, I think. I forget what school.
Olivia Dunn? Yes.
She's the gymnast?
Yes. Of course Richie knew.
Well, yeah. He's getting ready for Tokyo, the Olympics.
He is?
And stuff.
With what?
I don't know. Knowing Olivia Dunn. I have no idea who Olivia Dunn is.
I thought you meant Richie was prepping, training, like getting ready. No?
Well, listen, he did. By the way, when did Richie get you from Hawaii?
Nothing. Yeah, nothing at all. Yeah, no. I mean, did he get you something? That's a little bit of a sensitive subject, huh? Interesting.
Are there gifts? If there's gifts, you may want to... What?
There's not gifts, but there's a very bad reason why on my part. Like, I kind of just pushed it too long, and then the store where I normally get the gifts from was not open.
Hold on, what are you apologizing for? When I go on vacation, I do not buy my friends gifts.
Yeah, but he went to Hawaii, dude.
No, I don't care. When I go on vacation, I'm not thinking about my friends like, oh, I got to go buy my coworkers a present. You buy your coworkers presents when you go out of the state?
No, but I don't go somewhere cool like Hawaii. If I went somewhere cool like Hawaii, I would bring you guys back something.
I wouldn't at all. Nope, you would. I promise you, the second I entered Hawaii, I wouldn't think about you again.
Well, all right. Yep, I mean, yep. No, you've made it clear you don't want to think about me, you know, any time of
right.
the day.
Yeah, well,
so,
that's true.
You know, you've gone out of your way to make that clear.
What did you expect? Like a swimsuit?
Like seashell or something. Like, not a swimsuit, like something funny. A coaster. A napkin or something, you know, some goofy.
You're not a girlfriend, like you're not like a fiance. I don't know what you would expect here. I've never.
I don't know.
You bought a friend, like a friend, wife, not your kids.
Sure.
You bought really
what goofy gifts back from interesting places? Sure.
Like what?
Well, I haven't gone anywhere interesting. But I mean, if I would ever go somewhere interesting,
so it's never happened.
I know it has happened, but I just haven't done. I haven't gone anywhere all that interesting any time recently.
Mm.
Well, what do you want? A coupon from Greeley? You know, I mean,
no.
I could bring you that.
No, I'm good.
Yeah, I mean, what's the most interesting place? Ah, no, I went back to Boston. I guess I could have brought you guys something back from Ipswich.
You could have brought me some clam chowder. You could have got me some Legals. You could have brought me some Kelly's roast beef. There's some food you could have brought back.
Could have done some of that, I suppose.
Yeah.
I went to Phoenix. I could bring you back a sunburn. Where else I go? Corpus Christi.
Right.
I went to the Salina Museum.
Oh, good for you.
I could have brought you. I got a picture of.
I was in Canyon City yesterday.
Canyon City.
I thought about going to the Museum of Colorado Prison History. That's what I thought about going to yesterday. Yeah. Yeah. That's a real thing, by the way.
I'm sure, because you wouldn't like to check that off your bucket list. Yeah. All right. Anyways, I was going to bring up Nolan Arenado, but I'll wait now because we got Troy. And, I actually I got some heat from a pal of mine who was offended that I was doing something surrounding Nolan and his playing over the weekend. Very quirky. Very interesting. I'll run it past you, and we'll have Troy update us on the latest and greatest next.
Different teams, small markets, new stars. Milwaukee takes on Phoenix in a fresh NBA Finals matchup without LeBron or any of the usual suspects in sight. Tyler and D-Mac take you right up to Game 1 tonight at 7 on your exclusive home for the NBA Finals. Sports Radio 104.3 The Fan.
Tyler Plumbus here for American Financing. Hey, if you're a homeowner, you need to consider a mortgage refinance while rates are still low. They are so low right now, near historic lows. They've creeped up just a tiny bit, but I'm telling you, this is still a fantastic opportunity to start saving money. Stop wasting time because you could miss out on hundreds of dollars in monthly savings. It could be a whole lot more than that, and that just wouldn't be good. You want to save money, right? I mean, it is your money. You need to take it back, all of it, as much as you possibly can, and you can easily do that by calling my friends at American Financing. Take advantage of a free mortgage review. That's right, I said free. There's no pressure, there's no obligation, there's no upfront or hidden fees. Unlike a lot of lenders out there who'll charge you up to $500 just to pre-qualify, not American Financing. Guys, they're family owned and operated. They've been in business right here in Colorado for over 20 years. You know they're doing something right. This is a company that is truly in it for you. They do whatever it takes to save you up to $1,000 a month. An extra 12 grand at the end of the year, would that be nice? Pick up the phone and call 303-695-7000. That's 303-695-7000. Or visit them online at AmericanFinancing.net.
American Financing, NMLS number 182334. Call 303-695-7000 or visit AmericanFinancing.net.
Hey, sports fans, this is Mark Schlereth for my championship dealership, Shump BMW. Summer is the one season that leaves us wanting more. When warmer days call for us to roll down the windows and let the engines roar, the only way to truly take advantage is in the ultimate driving machine during the BMW Summer On sales event. Find exceptional offers online at ShumpBMW.com or in person at Shump BMW's beautiful showroom in Highlands Ranch. Shump BMW, where it's always one price, one person, 1 hour.
Guys, listen up. Have you been struggling with erectile dysfunction? Well, I have great news. There's finally a treatment for ED that does not require pills, injections, or surgery. A major medical breakthrough. Ridgeside Medical Clinic providing the most advanced form of acoustic wave therapy designed to improve blood flow and reverse ED and restore natural performance in the bedroom. This form of treatment has been studied extensively and proven to be extremely effective in the treatment of ED for all ages. If you want to put a stop to your ED and restore natural spontaneity in the bedroom, this could truly be a game changer. Call Ridgeside Medical Clinic right now for a special offer that includes a free exam and consultation with a medical doctor, a free blood flow ultrasound, and a special gift that produces instant results in the bedroom. A $500 value, all free. Call now, 303-499-6000. That's 303-499-6000. Call Ridgeside Medical Clinic at 303-499-6000.
Brandon Stokely here for the best real estate agent in the state of Colorado, and that's Chad Maddow. Congrats to the Joker on his MVP season. Speaking of MVPs, you know who else is an MVP in the Colorado real estate game? Chad Madlam. No one has sold more homes or been a realtor partner at 104.3 The Fan longer. Madlam Real Estate consistently sells homes for 3% more money, three times faster than the market average, even in this hot Colorado seller's market. No long-term listing contract needed with Chad's 100% cancellation guarantee. With rising home values, homeowners have more equity than ever, but can't find a place to go. Don't worry, Chad can solve this problem so you can cash in on your equity now with the Madlam Easy Sale Keep Your Equity Program. Madlam will buy your house at retail and you pick your closing date. It's that easy. Don't give up your equity to these nameless, faceless corporations. Keep it. On top of that, Chad will share every dollar he sells over list price with you 50-50. Give Chad Madlam a call today, 303-900-8570, or you can find him online at fastsaleguaranteed.com.
Credit Karma Money is a brand new checking account where you can win daily Instant Karma purchase reimbursements on items up to $5,000. Now, when you make a purchase with Credit Karma Money through July 23rd, you'll automatically be entered to win $1 million. Visit creditkarma.com/winmoney to open your free account and start winning Instant Karma. That's creditkarma.com/winmoney. Instant Karma is sponsored by Credit Karma. No purchase necessary. Exclusions and terms apply. See rules. Banking services provided by MVB Bank, Inc. Member FDIC. Maximum balance and transfer limits apply.
For the one standing guard, for the eagle-eyed, for the knights in shining armor, and for all those who support them, we are Grainger, your experienced safety partner, offering supplies and solutions for every industry, committed to helping keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hello, Colorado. It's the man in the van for Good Times All Natural Burgers and Frozen Custard. Here with my dog. He's pretty smart. No sit, stay, roll over. But his best trick is to bark when he sees a Good Times. Oh, here's one now, just in time for me to enjoy an all-natural deluxe burger with cheese. And for him to get a frozen custard paw bender with peanut butter and a crunchy dog biscuit. How many paw benders you want, buddy? Two. You wish. Frozen custard paw benders. Only at Good Times.
This segment on 104.3 The Fan is brought to you by 5280 Exteriors.
You're listening to The Drive on Sports Radio 104.3 The Fan. Here's Tyler Palumbis and D-Mac.
Right, earlier, we spoke with our guy, Troy Rake, our Denver 7 Broncos insider.
Brought to you by ROX, Rocks Heating and Air.
And we talked about Nolan Arenado being back over the weekend.
Well, Nolan was 2-for-13 with two walks, Troy. I mean, it's not like he was on fire.
Yeah, but he's also going to the All-Star game. He's on pace for 32 home runs and 110 RBIs and another gold glove. Like I said, he's the least of their problems.
Okay, yeah. Fair enough.
Do you think that this weekend, if you're Dick Monfort, are you looking at this weekend saying, boy, I've got a sleeping giant of a fan base that I need to appease? Or are you looking at it and saying, no matter what I do, they still show up and I really don't have to put a whole lot of effort into it?
That's what I always felt covering it. They're just not that crazy and glaring incentive to, we better get our best product on the field because the fans are going to turn on us. Some will, and I know some fans that haven't gone to games this year because they're disappointed and upset with the product. But for the most part, the Rockies, even when they're bad, this year included, they're entertaining and competitive at home. Even in their worst years, they win around 40, 41 games at home, which is just so odd if you look at Major League Baseball, the history of it. Bad teams lose everywhere, unless they're the Rockies. They only lose one place, and that is on the road. So it does hurt. And it was the Cubs. The same argument is held for the Cubs, Tyler, for years, that it's Disneyland. People go there to get, you know, party, have fun. The on-field product didn't matter. And that didn't change until about, you know, 01, 02, 03, that's why it was just viewed as similar to the way the Rockies get viewed. It's a great place to watch a game. They happen to win, cool, but if not, it's a great place to watch a game. That's the same criticism I heard about Wrigley Field when I started going there in 01.
What fallout do you think will happen because Aaron Rodgers did not opt out?
You know, just interesting. His latest comments about using this time to focus on his mental health and his mental well-being, and I'm watching the match here today. He hasn't said as much as the other competitors, but it opens a pathway, D-Mac, for him. And if he's dealing with those issues, I hope everything he gets it right because the mental health is something, obviously, it's just now getting discussed openly, even among athletes, that when you can have all the money, that doesn't mean you're mentally healthy. Part of that's just due to the pressure involved. But to me, D-Mac, it's opening this pathway for him to say, you know what? I was dealing with a lot this offseason. I needed a break. I needed a timeout, and I might come back. He just today, or I guess it was yesterday, he left the door ajar to return to camp. It might not be on time,
yep,
but he left the door ajar to return to camp now to just say, hey, I was having a moment, and now I'm ready to come back, and I'll play out this year, trade me after the season.
Right. Thank you, Troy. We appreciate it. Oh, the headline news. Troy got a new dog.
Oh, nice.
And Troy.
Bentley the Bulldog. He is a handful. He is feisty.
So today. Troy had a very sad passing of a bulldog you had for a long time, correct?
Yeah, we had two. We had Polo for 10 years, and then I ended up with Ryan Spielberg's dog, Gibson, for 7.5 years. We adopted him. When Ryan moved, he ended up going and playing in Japan. We ended up with Gibson. And, yeah, we lost Gibson a couple years ago.
Right. And it's always, I think, when a pet owner, and pets mean so much, that time that you mourn the loss of a pet and then you get a new pet. And we're kind of going through that in our household right now, to be honest with you. And we haven't got to the stage where we're going to get a new pet yet. And I don't know, man. I saw your post. I felt joy for you and your family. So I think that's just so awesome. I think that is a really big deal for a family to bring on a new pet after losing a love pet. So I just, you know.
We haven't had a pup. We haven't had a pup since 96. So I can't, I don't know what I love more, sleep or bulldogs after last night.
Right.
So it's going to be great, though. It's fantastic. He's like 8-9 weeks, and he is just an absolute doll.
All right. Right on. Thank you, Troy.
Thanks, buddy.
There's Troy Rank, our Denver 7 Broncos insider.
Brought to you by Rox Heating and Air. That's ROX, Rox Heating and Air.
Well, we'll see Nolan in about a week back here.
Yeah.
At the All-Star game.
You know what? It was fun. I thought it was a great weekend of baseball. I loved the reception that the Rockies fan base gave him. It was the reception that I thought that they were going to give him. It was the one that he deserved. And it was a good, competitive, fun environment for the Rockies that, quite frankly, was really all due to Nolan Arenado. And I know that he didn't play great baseball, but it shows you what the power of a name like that can do for a stadium and a fan base. I loved it.
You know, so I was doing is, you know, 1 for 2, 1 for 3, 1 for 4. And, you know, I was just detailing without any other description exactly what he was doing for his plate appearances. Is that petty and mean?
Of course it is, because you're trying to win some childish.
No, I mean, he could have gone. He could have gone 7 for 13.
What was your point of it? Let me ask you that. What was your point?
I don't know. What
were you trying to prove?
I did not have any point whatsoever aside from just
describing
what happened.
So when you were talking about McMahon all day, what was your point in talking about that in comparison to Nolan?
Because that actually happened.
What's your point with it? Where are you going with it? Be specific.
My point is, I don't really know what my point is, aside from the fact that the deal was a bad deal in the first place. Here's what my point is. But it was a good trade
because McMahon played good?
No, not necessarily. But here's what my point is. A lot of people make a big deal about how great defensive players are as an excuse, as if nobody else can actually play defense as good as that. I heard that with Todd Helton so much, it was ridiculous. At the major league level, basically every guy who plays a specific position is really good at playing that position. The difference is, can you hit and can you hit in the clutch? That is the biggest difference between...
So is that what you're saying? He can't hit in the clutch? Are you going with the playoff, Nolan?
He was 2 for 13 with 2 walks. And his team lost 3 out of 4.
Say what you're trying to say. Don't be so vague. Say what you're trying to say.
I don't think I even have to say anything.
Say what you're trying to say.
I think what was said on the field.
You're so scared. Just say it.
I think the 4 standing ovations was a bit much. It was a bit like embarrassing, even for Nolan, by the way. I mean, Sunday, we're still getting those standing ovations.
That was embarrassing for him. That was awesome.
Yeah, I think he was like, I think the first one was okay, and after that he was, you know, I think he realized he was going 2-for-13 with two walks.
No.
And not, and his team was losing 3 out of 4
no,
games.
No, he was just sitting there looking at everybody laughing and saying, look, these guys are still cheering me on.
They oh, so how did you feel about Nolan then?
I was cheering. I mean, I thought it was, I wasn't cheering for him to beat the Rockies, but I felt good about Nolan. If I was at the game, I would have been standing. I would have been giving a loud ovation. I would not have been doing the Stokely. I would not have been booing. I feel very, very positive about Nolan's memories with the Colorado Rockies. And I don't really care what his production was. It doesn't mean anything in regards to the trade. I don't care how McMahon played. It doesn't mean anything in regards to Nolan Arenado and the right thing for the organization. I thought that he got the celebration that he deserved.
Who you got tonight, the Suns or the Bucks?
Boy, I mean is this all like the most boring NBA Finals ever?
Are we fired up? Or
James was trying to sell me how this is so awesome. I'm like, really?
Yeah, Suns. Go Suns. My son's down in Phoenix, and they're excited down there, so go
Sandy
Suns.
Told me that Chris Paul is bad shooting threes from the right side, so they don't want Chris Paul to shoot threes from the right side.
Got that figured out. All right, the NBA Finals. Strap in. That's next right here on The Fan.